Hello, Miquel, and welcome to this new episode of Knowing Cernis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Hello, thank you, Irene.
We take off with a deep and multiple choice question, which is, Michele, who are you?
Oh, okay. So maybe some introduction, biography introduction. So I was born in Rome in 1960, but from a family that was coming from the north part of Italy and moved to the region of Rome just before my birth. So I don't feel really myself as a typical Roman. I am a mechanical engineer, and during my studies, I was a technical student at CERN, and also I was also a fellow, so I had a fellowship at CERN. After that, I moved back to Italy at INFN National Laboratories of Frascati, where I remained for about 7 years to work on a construction of an operation of an accelerator called DAFNE. Mm-hmm. Then since the most interesting part of the job from my point of view was complete, I was looking for new challenges, I would say, and I joined the high energy physics lab in Harvard University in Boston, where I was working for one CERN experiment proposed by an American collaboration. I was thinking to remain in US in Boston for at least for a while, but a few months later I received an offer from CERN to join the LHC construction in the Magnet Group. And so in 1998 I joined CERN, and I am there since that time. So this little bit about who I am and my past professionally, I would say. Now about the other question that you, I saw always put, who I am from the philosophical point of view, I would say.
Thank you.
I could say that I consider myself a very curious person. I am interested, even more fascinated by a huge variety of subjects and activities. So probably a good description of myself could be looking at my night table, where is there is a built-up tower of magazine books on a lot of different subjects, going from astronomy, music, photography, bike reparation, sailing, philosophy, and so on. Okay, so I mean, this is a little bit of what I am, I think.
So let's go a little trip to the past, because I would like to know, what do you miss the most from Rome?
So from Rome, I miss a bit my Italian family, because I have a big family. I have a mother, 4 sisters, a lot of nephews. But I have also now a growing up Swiss family, so this is a little compensated by this one. And probably I would say that in that part of Italy, Rome, environment of Rome, you really breathe the history and the beauty of the place where, of course, this beauty is preserved. And probably also miss the sea, because I was used to do a lot of sailing, and now seas from Genoa is a little bit far.
Yeah, well, at least we have the lake.
We have the lake, but I mean, a lot of time people ask me, but why you are not sailing on the lake? I sailed in the lake, sometimes I go very, but I feel it's different. The sea is, you have an opening, possibility of travel that is not like this, the lake. There is a lot of much very interesting things to do here, but I don't, the lake as a sea, I found very small.
So I'm going to dream big. I'm going to imagine myself being awarded a Pulitzer Prize for journalism. Why not?
Wow.
And now I would like to know, what are the dreams of an engineer like you?
Okay, a dream as an engineer at CERN, I would remain quite simple, I think. I mean, remaining on the realistic things, of course. So I would like to continue to have interesting jobs, works, as I had the luck to have up to now, even also with several changes in job that sometimes I was looking for. So, for example, at CERN, I had touched the construction of accelerator, but also be present in the control room for commissioning a magnet. I think this was very big for my desire and my interest, very big opportunity. And I would like to go on with this kind of opportunity like I have today to work on a future project accelerator. So I think to keep a very interesting job.
Okay, and if I can ask, outside the professional role, what would you like to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, okay, I since I consider already grow up a little bit, I would like to be somebody that's the time to fully read the magazine that are piling up on my table. That, unfortunately, at the moment, they are not always read from the beginning to the end because I have no time.
So, Michele, I'm just a tourist of the science, and that's why I would like to know how people from science perceive humanistic ideas, for example, the beauty. So I would like to know, what is beauty for you?
I was thinking to this question. I think that is difficult, and also it will be very long to try to define beauty in general concept. I think because it's too much dependent by personal vision or individualities, and also by historical context, if you think to the aesthetic beauty. So I thought that I prefer probably to see a beauty as looking at the sources, at the characteristics that will rise in people's strong emotional and positive feeling. So if these feelings are there, the subject that reveals this feeling, I think, can be considered as beautiful or the beauty. And of course, this can be in any different context. So I always think to nature, observing nature landscape, or any humankind creation like arts, music, painting, books, text. And of course, in this case, as a characteristic of the beauty for the human creation, I would add that I think for beauty in this case, I will also add the feeling of an empathy or an intellectual contact with the artist. I think in my case, beauty will also, for human realization, will be also when I feel that I grasp a little bit was the feeling and the empathy with the author.
So let's go now with Cesare Pavese. I'm sorry for the pronunciation. He was a very humanistic Italian writer and poet. And, well, he had a quote. I don't know if you could read it to us in Italian, please.
Yes, so the quote is l'unica gioia al mondo è cominciare. È bello vivere perché vivere è cominciare, sempre ad ogni istante. Quando manca questo senso, prigione, malattia, abitudine, stupidità, si vorrebbe morire. So this is the quote that you propose me.
Yes, and I would like to know if you agree with him.
I like Cesare Pavese. In the past, I remember I read several books of him, but also, I mean, he's a very pessimistic, and I would say depressed author. I also, if I remember well, he suicide relatively young. So honestly, I find this phrase, this quote, a little bit too extreme for me. Even if probably I understand what he means, but I found it a little bit too extreme. I think that his joy is not only this one. I mean, it's only starting. I mean, at CERN especially, we had a big joy when we are completing a project or we do a good achievement. So it's something that we cannot forget.
So for not abandoning the Italian, if you could teach people from other countries a proverb that maybe your parents or your grandparents used to say to you when you were a child, which one would you choose?
So for sure, a proverb that was mentioned by my parents or my grandparents, that I like a lot, even if I'm not pessimistic, I understand, is, okay, in Italian is, la via dell'inferno è lastricata di buone intenzioni. In English would be the road of hell is paved with good intention. And I think it goes also with the close related proverb that the devil is in the details. So il diavolo si nasconde nei dettagli, as we say. And I like a lot because I have to say I always astonish as these proverbs are right and actual. Everywhere you're looking around, I mean, from personal experience, I want to do something to grow up my kids and I do, you know, too much and so I waste something. Even to biggest planetary context or example in politics and so on, I saw that they are always actual. And so maybe this should drive to a bit more of, I don't know, humility, modesty when one is dreaming big, maybe.
Okay, so let's move to the QQ, which seems something Frenchified, but it's actually a quick quiz based on recommendation. If you could only recommend us a book, which one would it be?
So for a book, I think I will remain on a very classic one that I had a big pleasure to read when I was a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It is Memoir d'Adrien of Marguerite Yourcenar. I don't know if you know it.
No, I didn't know it.
Memories of Adrien. Marguerite Yourcenar was a French and after American, she naturalized American writers. And this book is really very nice. It's a wonderful meditation on human glory, duty was written by an emperor, I would say. Philosophy, love, die, life in general. Is written in the form of a letter that this emperor, very close to the die, write to his grandson that will be the future, one future emperor, other emperor. And I think it's very, very nice.
Yes, it sounds really interesting. And now, instead of a book, if you could only recommend us a film or a TV series, which one would you choose?
There, maybe for a movie, I will be a little more original, so not suggesting my preferred movie, probably. But there is a movie that I had recently occasion to see that is called The Man from Earth, and the director is, I noted down, is Richard Shankman. Mm-hmm. It's a really simple movie. And I think after they made also a theater version of that, because it's very, very simple with no scenario complicated. It's a little bit an intellectual science fiction. It's based on a completely imaginary situation, so it's very far from any realistic science fiction movie. But I found very original and effective. And I think it's also looking at the box when I bought it, it seems that it won a lot of prizes. It's over, I think, 10, 15 years ago.
Our previous journey, Mariam, she wanted to know your thoughts about what is the most difficult choice that you can make in life.
Wow. So I can make, so it's an hypothetical choice, not that I have done, I made.
Okay, yes.
So, hypothetical life. I mean, the most difficult decision choice, I think for sure will be something linked with concerning the life of somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is more serious situation. All the rest you can imagine that you can change is not. This is really irreversible point. So
yeah.
I remember sometimes when you do this self-development training course, even at CERN, they put you in a situation where there is a crisis and you have to take decision who I will save, this or that. So this is in a training course, okay. But I think in life it would be probably something similar, really, with something linked with a decision that which the life of somebody could depend by.
Okay, it's time to relax because we change our role, so you become the interviewer. So please feel free to ask whatever you wish for our next journey.
So for that one, I prepare a question that was this following one. If the person today will be not at CERN or not working in particle physics domain, where he will be or she will be. I mean, which other personal or professional path he or she would have chosen in life.
Okay, I like it because it's also related with imagine an hypothetical situation.
Yes, exactly. But somebody, you know, somebody has had a second possible path and after decide to do physicists instead of medicine, I don't know what. When you are at the age of university, normally you're faced with big decision about what to go on, in which direction, and after, you know, this decision is irreversible.
Yes, we'll know it soon with her or his answer.
I will follow the answer of the person in the podcast.
So thank you, Mikel, very much for the interview.
It was a pleasure, Irene. Thanks to you.